Lamentation 26th of September, patient Mary, M-A-R-Y, Joe, J-O, Lang, L-A-N-G, date of birth 4/27/1939. Mary Jo Lang was seen for evaluation of previous hyperprolactinemia and pituitary macroadenoma per paragraph. She has had an extensive evaluation performed prior to her visit and was found to have a pituitary macroadenoma, comma, at 2.9 centimeters in maximum diameter in the pituitary fossa and associated with mild hyperprolactinemia per paragraph. She was tried on cabergoline but was unable to tolerate the medication because of upper GI intolerance and dizziness per paragraph. She has been evaluated by a neurosurgery who felt, comma, because there was lack of optic chiasmal compression, comma, that surgical intervention was not indicated per paragraph. At this point, comma, she feels good and has no headaches or other symptoms suggestive of a pituitary tumor expansion per paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise notable for hypertension and dizziness per paragraph. Family history is negative for endocrine tumors or hormone disturbances per paragraph. Social history, she previously has worked in ceramics but is still active. Period. She does not smoke and does not drink alcohol per paragraph. Current medications, colon, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, comma, carvedilol 2.5 milligrams daily, comma, hydralazine 75 milligrams 3 times daily, comma, Celebrex, comma, bumetanide 2 milligrams daily, comma, potassium, comma, magnesium, and vitamin D, in addition to other vitamins, comma, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily per paragraph. General review at this point is unremarkable for trust systems evaluated paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 140/64, comma, weight 158 pounds. The pulse is 70 per minute, period. The examination of her eyes by direct confrontation appears to show normal visual fields and normal eye movements, period. The thyroid glands are enlarged and there is no neck lymph adenopathy, period. The heart cells and normal lungs were clear. The peripheral examination is grossly intact, period. Paragraph. I have reviewed the very informative letter from her primary doctor and also the report on the MRI scan of the pituitary. In addition to recent lab tests, which include a normal TSH 2.19 and free T4 0.77, the prolactin level is 15.3, comma, at the upper limit of normal. Per paragraph impression, pituitary macroadenoma, comma, without chiasmal, without clinical evidence of chiasmal compression and absence of headaches, period. She also has history of hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, and vertigo, paragraph. At this point, comma, I recommend observation and feel that bromocriptine or cabergoline are not indicated based on the borderline prolactin level per paragraph. I have cautioned her in regards to the rare complication in this situation of acute pituitary apoplexy, which would present with a severe blinding frontal headache. And should this ever happen, comma, she should immediately report to an emergency room for urgent evaluation. Paragraph, I've asked her to return for a routine follow-up visit in May of 2024. Paragraph, indentation.